You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network. Yeah. Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We are excited and delighted that you guys will join us again over here on We Talk Radio Network. Good evening, good night, good afternoon, good morning to some of you around the world on the network. Welcome to We Talk Radio Network. It is the E-Man After Show. I got my sidekick in the building with me tonight. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, hello. Good afternoon, good evening.
Good night.
Everyone.
Everyone.
Right, right. We know that you... We Talk Radio Network. It's all around the world. So we just want to make sure that we put things in its proper place. So hello to everybody.
Yes, hello to all of you over the network. We so appreciate it that you would come around the domino table with us once again on tonight. This is where we men come around the domino table. I put a big six question out, and we get into a great discussion. And we so appreciate it that all of you would join us over here on We Talk Radio tonight. It's a Sunday night. You know, it's 9 p.m. Central Standard Time down here in Dallas, Texas, where we broadcast this show.
Right.
And somewhere around the world is morning time.
It is.
Somewhere around, somewhere else is evening time.
Right.
And so to all of you that's on the network, we are appreciative that you would join the E-Man After Show. Got another great episode for you tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we are in the holiday season.
We are.
And so we so appreciative to all of you that would join me on tonight. Mandy, we are in the holiday season, so I got a big sis question that I'm putting out there. We want to thank all of you guys that's over on the network, on the phone lines. Listen, if you want to talk to me and Mandy tonight, you can call us here at 563-999-3456. Hit option one and signal us and let us know you want to come into the conversation. But if you just want to stand by and listen to the show on the phone lines, we're so appreciative of that.
Right.
And so, Mandy, how your day been today?
You know what? It was a great day.
Yes.
A great day today. You know, I'm once again happy to be back on the E-Man After Show.
Yes. Well, we have had a fantabulous, busy, blessed day on today. But tonight we ended up over here on We Talk Radio, where we talk, we listen, and we take action. Because this is your number one radio station.
Right.
Right here on We Talk Radio. And we want to thank you guys that have made us number one or making us number one all around the world, because, you know, we're on all social media. Listen, we have a brand new website. Guys, you can follow us on www.wetalkradio.com because we're on all social media. Right, Mandy?
That is right, guys. We are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio.
Yeah, we on iHeartRadio. Don't get it twisted.
As you guys know, we are on YouTube. Tune in, Alexia, Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to tune into my Alexia in there.
You are?
Lexi, are we on? Yeah.
Call it up. Call it up. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
Yes.
Yes.
I told you we was on all social media.
You're talking about take action.
Yeah, we're taking action over here on We Talk Radio. So go to one of those sites, go to one of those apps, and pull up We Talk Radio Network, and you're able to check out all the great things that we got going over here on We Talk Radio. It is the E-Man After Show. We're also pushing this YouTube channel, this TV channel. It's
right.
We Talk Radio Network. We'd love for you guys to like. We'd love for you guys to share. Even send us a comment. But we really love for you guys to subscribe.
Yes, yes. By subscribing, you will receive all the notifications. Once we talk, make a post or go live on YouTube, you will receive a notification letting you know that we are there. And you want to go to our website at wetalkradio.com because you will receive all the latest updates there as well.
Yes, and so guys, we so appreciative that you would join us on tonight. It is a beautiful Sunday night down here in Dallas, Texas, where we are broadcasting tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's a, you know, I kind of like this little season of weather. It's
Me
not
too.
Too cold and it's not too hot.
Mm-hmm.
You can hang out because we're in the holiday season where we're celebrating and, you know, we're riding around in the city of Dallas just checking out all the Christmas lights because we're in the Christmas spirit.
We are in the Christmas spirit. This is the time where you just watch movies and
mm-hmm.
you just hang out with family and loved ones and kind of like reminisce a little bit and just have good time.
Yes, and so my big six question tonight, this is my big six question to those of you that's listening on the network, to those of you who are coming into the conversation. How are you celebrating Christmas?
Yes.
That's all I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
All I want to know, Mandy, how are you celebrating Christmas?
Yes, how are you preparing for your Christmas celebration?
Yeah.
You know, some people, they like to just take their children out to see the lights just to get them kind of excited and, you know, in the what they would call the Christmas spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And just, so some people, they just prepare different ways. You know,
right.
Some people are having family meetings where they're telling each other what they're going to bring or wear and things of that nature.
Yeah, so how are you celebrating Christmas? Call us up here at 563-999-3456 and let us know, how are you celebrating Christmas? You know, a lot of us have been through a lot this year.
Right.
You know, we have had some trying times, and, you know, ups and downs. And so we are somewhat back into, you know, getting out because of the COVID and
mm-hmm.
all of that. This time last year, we was all locked in. But this year, we out.
Yes.
And we are spending time with family. We will tell you to be safe. We will tell you to continue to mask up when you're around families. Now, don't be asking your family, are they vaccinated now? But if you just want to know, you know, hey, it's all good. But make sure you sanitize and wash your hands and wear your mask. And celebrate with family.
Yes.
Because it's all about, you know, giving and love and hanging out.
Yeah, it really is. Just make this time the best time. You know, we've had so much to happen, E-Man,
mm-hmm.
these last past seasons. And now is the time to focus in on our families.
Yes. And so you guys, you definitely want to, as you focus in on this year, Christmas, because we recognize Jesus as the real reason for the season.
Absolutely.
And so he's, you know, we have got the best gift. God have given us all the best gift within his son. And so since we are the ambassadors of Christ,
mm-hmm.
we turn around and we give gifts and we love and we share and we just celebrate.
We do. So let your love go out, you know, to your loved ones, those that are closest to you, and just make time for them. Because one thing we know as we begin to, you know, age and mature is that you cannot get time back, you know.
Right, right. Well, let's do a recap from last Sunday.
Last
Sunday, we talked sports.
Mm-hmm. We did.
Yes, last Sunday night, we was on talking sports. And we was talking to you guys. You know, we put a question out there. You know, not really a question, a big six question. We were just talking sports.
Mm-hmm.
We was talking about the Dallas Cowboys and a local team down here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex.
Right.
It's called South Oak Cliff
mm-hmm.
High School. SOC. The Golden Bears. And they made it to the state championship, and we was talking about them winning.
Mm.
And I predicted they would win.
You did predict they would win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I just thought about that. You were absolutely right, but it was going to be only one or the other. So you had like a 50-50 chance, but you did predict that.
I said South Oak Cliff was going to beat Liberty Hill.
You said that.
And guess what? To shout out to South Oak Cliff High School. Any one of you know about Dallas Fort Worth? You've been down in the city of Dallas. You know anything about? You know about our high schools? We call South Oak Cliff,
uh-huh.
Carter,
mm-hmm.
Roosevelt,
right.
Kimball, all of those in the 5A district.
Mm.
You know, number 2 district.
Right.
And guess what?
What?
South Oak Cliff is state champion.
They are. Congratulations to you all.
Yeah, South Oak Cliff, they pulled it out on yesterday over at AT&T, Jerry's World, where it was broadcasted over. Yeah, those of you didn't make the game because they had about 250,000 people out there yesterday.
Right.
It was a packed game on yesterday. We got to watch it a little bit on TV.
Mm-hmm.
But South Oak Cliffs, they pulled it out 23-14.
Right. Hey, I'm just now realizing something.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, South Oak Cliffs, you know, of course, they call SOC, right?
Yeah.
And when you said South Oak Cliffs, S-O-C, I finally caught it where SOC come from. Because I never, for all these years, I never realized that's the reason why South Oak Cliffs, S-O-C. They call it SOC.
Yeah, you let's slow home.
That was a slow moment, yes.
But yeah, South Oak Cliffs, they beat. And then our Dallas Cowboys, they beat today.
Listen, those boys was off the chain.
Yes, we talked about that, and I predicted that.
50-50, your 50, you got it.
Yes, I predicted that the Cowboys would win also. You remember my prediction, Mandy?
What was your prediction?
My prediction with the Cowboys. I said the Cowboys this year would go 13-4.
Okay.
Well, they 10-4 now.
All right.
We got three more games to go.
Uh huh.
And so in those three more games to go, you know, I predicted the Cowboys would go 13-4.
So I thought I understood you say, Mandy, if the Cowboys win, I will give you $100.
No, you ain't heard that from me.
You did not say that. Play the tape back.
we'll definitely play it back. But yes, so my two predictions last Sunday night, because we was talking sports on last Sunday night, we talked about the South Oak Cliff Golden Bears, and they are the state champions.
They are.
5A District 2. South Oak Cliff High School, those of you that's in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, we are the state champions.
Yes, and this is major, guys. This is after 51 years.
51 years since they've been in the playoffs, and they represent Dallas.
They did well.
They did the doggone thing.
Now I understand why everybody was so excited, you know, about this game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and see those boys out there on the court doing what they did made me proud.
Yeah, they made the city of just the state of Texas. They made us proud.
They did.
Why? Because, you know, as I listen to different sportscasters and listen to different people just sharing about South Oak Cliff, they talk about the program. They talk about the money going back in, because it's in Southern Dallas, you know, and being down in Southern Dallas, they talk about, you know, the more echelons with all the facilities and all of the stuff like that.
Right.
That, like what we talked about last week.
Mm-hmm.
But like they were saying, these young boys, they proved that no matter what, if you put your mind to it and great coaching and you put back in your community, because they have revamped South Oak Cliff High School. You, back in the day in the early, 80s or 90s, you know, South Oak Cliff was just a regular high school. You pass by there now, you think you're at a university.
Right.
Because they have upgraded. It's just beautiful over there. And
it
so
is.
They put back in the community, but they walked away this past Saturday over at Jerry's World. State champions.
Yeah, and it's just a beautiful thing. To me, I just get so many messages out of different things that occur, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it just lets you know, never give up, never quit, you know, and it doesn't matter how long it may take for something to come to pass or to happen in your life. It will happen. I'm sure, E-Man, the coaches and people that are affiliated with South Oak Cliff, I'm sure they have been waiting a while for that moment, you know. We know it's been years. It's been 51 years, so I'm sure that somebody had been speaking it out in the atmosphere that South Oak Cliff is going to win. You know, they're going to, you know, do what they did on this weekend.
Yes.
And so it's just a message out there to all of you guys that maybe just striking at something, or maybe contemplating on doing something, or just waiting on something to come to pass. Just don't give up.
Right, right,
right.
And then shout out to my one of my good friends, other coaches, Coach Reginald Samples. He's over in Duncanville, and they didn't come home with the win. They lost to Northshire, you know, high school. This is the third time they beat them. But they next year they'll get them. It's the UIL Class 6A District 1. Northshore, they beat Duncanville. We was rooting for Duncanville because they played right behind South Oak Cliff.
Yeah, and they'll get it. Just keep at it.
Yeah, just keep it. It took South Oak Cliff 51 years. This is his third year over at Duncanville. So he's building a program, but them boys are doing the doggone thing. They had a good game.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to you, Coach Samples, and shout out to all of that organization and
right,
the whole,
shout out to you guys.
Yes.
You know, I'm reminded of a saying. I think it was in a children's book when I was young. If at first you don't succeed, try again.
Yes.
And you know, that's just real life.
Yes. So guys, we got to go ahead and take a break. But my big six question tonight: How are you celebrating Christmas?
Are you
playing games with the family? Mm-hmm. Are you checking out movies? We're going to talk a little bit about some movies.
We are going to talk about
Yeah, because we've been sitting around watching movies. We're going to recommend some good movies.
Right.
You know, because the number one movie out now is Spider-Man 3.
And E-Man been really on the Spider-Man 3.
Yes. It's a good movie. It's the third, you know, Marvel, they always put out some good
movies. They really do.
You know, they dropped a lot of money for this Spider-Man 3.
I know.
But they done made a lot of money.
They have.
But we're going to talk about it when we come back out of the break. You guys keep it locked. It is the E-Man After Show. We will be back right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action. using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, WeTalk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.wetalkradio.com.
Oh, yes, we're back in the building. We're so excited and delighted that you guys would join the E-Man After Show on tonight. Why? Because we are, really, I'm a man. And so,
yes, and this is your number one radio station right here on We Talk Radio Network, where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
Yes, and so we so appreciate to all of you guys that will hang out with us on tonight. You guys on the phone line, if you want to come into the conversation, because our big question tonight is, how are you celebrating Christmas? What are you doing for Christmas? Are you checking out movies? Are you riding around checking out the lights, the scenery, the decorations?
Mm-hmm.
Are you cooking? What are you doing for Christmas? Tell us how you're preparing for Christmas. That's our big six question tonight. Yes, I'm the man. I'm E-Man. Yes, and so we're so appreciative to all of you guys would join me on tonight. Those of you on the network, we're so appreciative that you would hang out with us on another Sunday evening right down here in Dallas, Texas, where it's a little cool out. You know, you're riding around checking out all the Christmas. We're in the Christmas spirit.
We are in the Christmas
spirit. So you want to know how you celebrate.
Yes.
And so thank you guys for joining us tonight. It is the E-Man After Show. And so, guys, we're going to try to bring some callers into the conversation tonight. We want you to tell us how you celebrate Christmas, because, you know, Mandy, we've been, you know, we was talking sports. We've been watching sports. We've been hanging out. We've been celebrating. I think we did a party at your studio a few Sunday nights ago.
We
got started early.
Yeah.
And we're broadcasting out of the E-Man Studios once again on tonight. And we've just been celebrating because, wow, we've been in the Christmas spirit.
We have been. It's been so much fun. I mean, it's like we've been lighthearted, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's been enjoying each other's presence. That's the key, just enjoying one another.
Yes, and we've been checking out a lot of great movies. As we were going to break, I was talking about the Spider-Man 3 movie.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, guys, if you haven't went and checked out Spider-Man 3, this is a good time for you to get the little ones.
Mm-hmm.
Together, go out there and check out Spider-Man 3. I'm quite sure you don't see Spider-Man 1 and 2. If you haven't, you know, go check it out. You know, because this Spider-Man 3, it's almost like a thriller. It'll have you off your seat, you know. And so, the theaters, they ain't too packed out. It all depends on what time you go.
Really?
But I would think they packed out, mainly because they have made a lot of money. I think the movie came out last Tuesday.
Mm.
And they have made over $230 million.
That is a lot.
And so I would think the theater's been packed out.
I would think so, too.
Yeah, because you know what? They're in 75 markets. Mm. They're in 75 markets, and they're they have over 16,711 screens that they're showing this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Man, and they already, I mean, just think they dropped 300, well, I think they say they dropped $253 million to make this movie. And overall, now they have already grossed, you know, just within this week, $176 million.
Mm.
So
that is a lot.
Spider-Man must be doing real well.
Right.
I need to get that Spider-Man suit.
It's amazing to me how so many people gravitate to Spider-Man, you know.
Yeah.
This is 3. One, I'm sure, was a success. 2.
Oh, yeah.
3. But it's just amazing to me how people really, it's just certain things. Like for me, I would not think that so many people gravitate towards Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
But it is what it is.
Yeah, so to those of you out of school, I know your little ones out of school.
They are.
They got out Friday.
They did.
At least down here in Dallas, Texas, they got out Friday. You know, so whatever district you in and you out of school, you know, grab your little ones and take them to the movie to see Spider-Man.
Yeah, spend some time with them, and I'm sure they'll love that flick.
Yeah, they'll love that. And then those of you that say, you know, I still don't want to be in them kind of crowds. You want to stay around the house and get your eggnog and your cookies and your, you know, all the fragrance going and all the things you do around the house, put on your, you know, Christmas pajamas, and you want to tell your Christmas story, check out the Lifetime station.
Oh, yeah. It's nothing like the way the weather is here in Texas, having a nice Lifetime movie and just relaxing, especially with your children.
Yeah, because, man, you check that. I'm going to recommend 5 good ones on Lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And me and you, we checked out the Kirk Franklin Gospel Christmas.
We did. That was awesome.
That was a great movie. To sit around and chill out and check that movie out. That was a great one. And then Christmas Hotel, that was a great one.
That was good.
Yeah, you want to check that out. And then it's the Christmas Aunt. That's another good one
on
Lifetime.
That's a good one, yes.
Mm-hmm. And then Let's Meet Again on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
That's another good one on Lifetime.
Liked it.
Yes. And Merry Little Christmas Baby.
Oh, so good. So sweet.
Yeah, so you guys, there was just some, you know, they got all kind of movies right about now for Christmas on Lifetime.
Right. Me and E-Man, we are partners in crime, right? We've been just watching movies, looking at Christmas lights. We've had a good time partying together. You know, we had the Mandy the Mentor party.
Right.
And it was really great. So we've been just having a good time. What's next, E-Man?
And so I guess we'll celebrate down there in New York when we watch the ball drop this year.
That would be nice.
You know, and to those of you who have never experienced going to New York and to see the ball drop, I did that one year, a couple of years. I did that. We just flew to New York, and we watched the ball drop,
mm-hmm.
and we came back.
Oh, nice.
That's all we did. That's all we could afford to do. But no. Whatever you're doing to celebrate Christmas or to get in the Christmas spirit, why? Because it's been a lot of tragedies. People have lost their loved ones. People have been down, and, you know, and we're coming back, and so we just want you to celebrate the life of giving and sharing and just having fun.
Let me
bring one of the familiar callers up. Mr. Dwayne is standing by on the line tonight. Hello, Mr. Dwayne. How are you, sir?
I'm fine.
Good evening.
Blessed and highly favored.
Yes, sir.
I want to wish you and Sister Mandy a blessed holidays.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm just basically, well, I want to first say a shout out to South Oak Cliff.
Yes.
And the accomplishments. It's 50 years. I mean, years for a championship, yes. You know, that's definitely a blessing for them, to Dallas and all the surrounding cities.
Well, first of all, let me give you 15 points. I'm gonna push through. That puts you into the conversation.
Okay.
Yeah, you come in on the domino, and you're in the conversation. So you're in the conversation tonight, Mr. Dwayne.
And I'm basically just keeping it simple. I'm just curled up with some hot chocolate, fireplace, and that's what I'm doing. I'm doing very little shopping, very little, I'm just keeping it simple. I don't want to be out amongst too many people, and I'm just excited about what God is going
to
do for the new year, so I'm just taking it easy.
Yes, well, I think a lot of people are taking it easy, and you know, and so that, you know, as I listen to Mr. Dwayne and to those of you on the network over on We Talk Radio, we so appreciative that you would hang out with us because we know this is a late show. And those of you that, you know, you got different people, they sit around and they listen to different podcasts but we want you to check this network out. We have something for you every day of the week.
Yes.
And we are on all social media. Once again, Mandy, we are, why don't you give us once again all the platforms that we're on, because somebody may didn't get that.
Yes, listen up, guys.
Yes.
We are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio. Of course, you guys know we're on YouTube. Tune in, Alexia, Blog Talk Radio.
I got to tune into my Alexia in there.
That's right. Go ahead and hook it up, E-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
Listen, you can check out We Talk Radio on all these platforms.
Yes, make sure you guys are checking us out. We are Central Standard Time for all of our shows.
Yes, and so we, hey, and you'll love it. Why? Because we are your number one radio station right here on We Talk Radio, where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
Taking action over here.
And so, guys, tonight we're just hanging out. We want to know, how are you celebrating Christmas? Call us up here at 563-999-3456. Why? Because we want to know how you celebrate. Are you preparing? Are you, I heard Mr. Dwayne say he's not spending a lot of money. Are you spending a lot of money for Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you, you know, going way out? Because, you know, I guess when we get our age, you know, to us it's just beautiful to see the kids light up.
Mm.
The grandbabies, right. You know. Opening up their gifts. It just kind of remind you when you was young.
That's so true. That's true. So we would like to hear from you tonight. Once again, that's 563-999-3456.
And yes, and I want to do a shout out to all of you guys that have sent me Christmas cards. And, you know, I've got Christmas cards, and
mm-hmm.
I've got little Christmas, what do they call them, gift cards.
Right.
To, you know, Starbucks, to... you know, Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
I have got all kind of stuff that you guys have sent email.
Yes.
And I'm so appreciative that you just dropped me a Christmas card in the mail.
Right, right.
You know, you dropped me a Christmas card. You know, have sent me different things for Christmas, and email is appreciative.
Yes.
We want you guys to continue to listen to the email after show. Next year, we're coming back strong. We're coming back with more. We're coming back with interviews. It's going to be off the chain next year.
Yes, yes, it will be off the chain here on We Talk Radio Network. And for those of you guys that like to communicate with E-Man, and maybe you want to send some Christmas wishes out by email, you can contact him at eman@wetalkradio.com. Again, that's his name, eman@wetalkradio.com.
Yes, well, man, we got to take another break.
Up.
And when we come out of this break, we shall continue our conversation. You are listening to the number one radio station right here on We Talk Radio, where we listen. We talk.
And we take action.
And we take action. Well, we talk, we listen, and we take action. You got to read them notes right over there, man.
All right, right.
You guys, we'll be back right after this.
Keep it locked. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to The Sound.
Underneath the mistletoe that's love. just gotta believe.
Come on, fellas, believe me.
How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas. And cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yes. We're back. I'm the man. I'm E-Man. So excited and delighted that you guys will hang out with us again over here on We Talk Radio, where you're listening to your number one radio station, right? We are your number one radio station right here on We Talk Radio Network. This is where we talk, we listen, for show that. Well, we're so excited that you guys over on the network, we see you guys on the phone lines. Listen, if you want to talk to E-Man tonight, jump in on this big six question that we're asking. How are you celebrating Christmas? Come on in. Because we're talking sports tonight. We're talking movies tonight. You know, the Cowboys won today. South Oak Cliff won. You want to talk about that? You can talk about that. We're talking about the movies. Why? Because Spider-Man 3, it is off the chain.
Yes, they're making so much money, too.
Dwayne, are you back with us, sir?
I'm back with you.
Yes, well, we have
and
Dwayne.
I'm listening about Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man, you know, man, it listen, that's the number one movie. You want to get your kids to, you know, get them together because they out of school right about now. You want to get them little ones and take them to the movies and check out Spider-Man. Because, man, they, you know, Marvel, they always make some good movies anyway. And, you know, I think they dropped $253 million. They already made $230 million just within a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the number one movie, Spider-Man 3. So go check it out, all of you on the network, you know. And then we recommend Christmas movies. You know,
right.
You're sitting around the house, you're checking out Lifetime, you know. So, you know, me and Mandy, we have already seen Kirk Franklin, A Gospel Christmas, and
right.
A Christmas Hotel. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, just it's Christmas time.
It is Christmas
and we
time.
Celebrate Mandy.
Yeah, so make sure you just grab your loved ones and pull them close, you know. It's just time to show our love. Towards those, you know, sometimes, let me say this, sometimes we're so busy
mm-hmm.
throughout the year, you know, and although we love our family, we may spend time with our family, but that quality time means so much. And this is the time of year for that, E-Man.
Yeah, so we just been sitting around, you know, we off work for a few days, and we just want to watch movies, you know, have
right.
some eggnog, some brownies, some gingerbread cakes.
All good.
Dwayne, what y'all cooking over at your house for Christmas, man?
I don't know yet.
You don't know
in
yet?
In all honesty, no, we're taking it real easy. You know,
okay.
The kids won't be around, you know. Well, the adults, they won't be around. And, we're just going to take it easy, man.
Okay.
And keep the man, keep it simple.
Keep
that's
it simple.
It.
That's right.
Well, let me try to bring another caller into the conversation tonight. Last four numbers, 5390. You are on with E-Man. Hello, who is this? Caller, are you
hey,
there?
Hey, what's going on? This is T. Smiley. What's going on? How y'all doing?
T. Smiley in the building. Hello, Mr. T. Smiley. How
hello,
are you?
Hello.
Happy holiday season
hey,
to
hey,
you, sir.
Hey. Happy holiday.
What domino you coming in on, sir?
I'll come in on 6-4. Anybody take that?
6-4, you want to come in on 6-4? Yeah, well you missed 5 points, but we'll put you in on 6-4. You're into the conversation tonight, sir. Well, happy holiday season to you. That's what we're talking about tonight. How are you celebrating Christmas? How are y'all celebrating over in the Smiley household this Christmas? How you celebrating,
man,
sir?
I've been so busy, actually with work. It's been crazy, you know, having different Christmas parties, like, every other day, like
right.
for the past week, maybe 2 weeks. And so I'm celebrating Christmas by just really coming home off of being at work all day, just being at home with the family with the time that I have. And luckily, fortunately enough, I will be off on Christmas Day. Have to work Christmas Eve, but I'll be off Christmas Day, so that's good.
Yes, well, sir.
And then also today, mm-hmm. also today, we got a chance to myself and Kiel, we got a chance to go out and feed the homeless today downtown. So that was actually something that I've been wanting to do for a long time, and actually got a chance to do that today, and it was a great turnout. Seen a lot of people get blessed today with just, you know, clothes and food and, you know,
right.
blankets and, you know, just stuff for the little kids. I mean, it was it was an amazing thing to see. So
yeah, I
believe that's the greatest gift we could give right there is giving back.
Right.
Yes, and we so appreciative to all of you over here on We Talk Radio Network that check this network out. Yes, they was out in the community. We Talk was out in the community today. They was doing the giveaway. It's such a blessing because I think Dwayne said it a couple of weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. He said he'd rather be on the end of giving.
Yeah.
Why? Because we don't all been on both ends.
Right.
But it's just so amazing to, you know, to be there to give. And Kia D and the owner of this network, Miss Kia Davis and Mr. T Smile and the team, they was out today. It's such a you can check it out on the network. Mm-hmm. You can go on the network and check it out. Yes, and we so appreciative of that, and we so excited to just be a part of all that We Talk Radio has going on over here on We Talk Radio because we are in the season of giving. You know, it's all about giving. It's all about love. And so, Mr. T. Smiley, thank you guys for the great work that you guys do. You know, you're the operation director over here, right, Mr. T. Smiley? What's your job title again? I just know you're the boss. That's all I know.
I am first a servant. I am first a servant. The title is nothing to me.
Yes,
I am the director of operations of We Talk Radio.
Very
hands on. So I definitely take pride in what I do. I don't like pushing out a name. But you know, it's all good. It's all love.
That's where the big checks come in at, sir. But more titles, big checks.
Yes,
it all goes together.
We're
so appreciative of, man, all you do and all that
right.
you are doing to make this network be what it is. Why? Because you're rocking with a powerful sister there. She's the owner. She's a black woman.
Yes.
She owned this network, and she's been doing the doggone thing for, 11 years now?
Mm-hmm.
We're celebrating our 11-year anniversary over here, and we're so peacock proud, hyena happy to be a part of all that we got going on over here at We Talk Radio. Why, Mr. T? Because we talk,
we
listen,
and we take action.
Yes, and this is your number one radio station, huh, Mr. T?
Uno.
Number one.
Yes. Well, guys, I got y'all on the line tonight because we, you know, we just been having fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I got you in here, too.
Right.
Let's play a game tonight, guys.
All right.
You know, we got a few more minutes. You know, we got about 12 more minutes before we end the show. You know, and let's just play a game, you know, just have a little fun. Mr. T, I'm going to ask you this question. You tell me what you think.
So just remember, guys, Santa Claus, okay?
Santa Claus. What do you do when Santa Claus, when he go broke? What do you do?
When Santa Claus go broke?
Uh-huh. What do you call it when Santa Claus go broke? Just a little game. What do you call it when Santa Claus go broke? Let me see if y'all can get this answer.
I don't know.
Come on, give it a shot.
Give it a shot, Mr. T. Come on, Mr. Anthony, give it a shot tonight. What do you call it when Santa Claus go broke? Oh, y'all can't think right now? Okay, I'm going to drop the... Huh?
I said I'm thinking.
Okay. All right, y'all got 2 seconds to think. Yes, I'm going to give y'all the answer.
Help a brother out. Help Santa Claus out.
I think it's called a hood Christmas, maybe. I don't know.
Santa, what is it, man? What?
It is St. Nicholas.
St. Nicholas.
Oh.
St. Nicholas. You get it, Mr.
Nicholas.
T? He's Nicholas. That's when he go broke. Here's another for you, Mr. Dwayne.
Mr. Dwayne,
I got one for you, sir.
Go for it.
What does Santa Claus like to do when he's in the garden? Come on, Mr. Dwayne, think now. We playing a game
what
tonight. We're around the domino table. We playing the game.
What does Santa Claus do
when he's in the garden? What comes to your mind? Come on, Mr. T. You can't think?
Y'all close. Y'all close.
Y'all come on, Mr.
Wait, y'all said, you said what did Santa Claus?
Read it again, man.
Okay, so what does Santa Claus like to do when he is in the garden?
What does he like to do, Mr. T?
When he's in the garden?
Mm-hmm.
Can't think, huh? Come on, man. I need you. I need you.
What questions are these?
Okay, let me help y'all out. When Santa Claus is in the garden, he goes, ho, 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 ho. Ho, ho, ho. You know, that's what he's doing in the garden. Ho, ho. Man, you got any for him tonight?
Yes, I do. So this one is going to be for Mr. T. Smalley first, because we did Mr. Anthony last,
okay,
right?
Okay.
So Mr. T. Smalley, are you there?
I'm ready. I got you.
Okay, okay. So, all right. So what do you call it when Santa takes a nap?
Wait. When Santa take a nap? When he take a nap?
Come on, Mr. Dwayne. What do you do when Santa takes a nap? Any one of y'all?
When he takes a nap, he,
Oh, man, it must be funny because he's man laughing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to tell
me. Man, what does he do when he takes a nap?
Santa Paws.
Santa Paws. Yes, yes. Well, guys, we're around the domino table tonight. We're just having fun, and we're in the holiday season. We're playing a game with the fellas tonight. Give me another one over there, Mandy.
Okay, okay. So let's try this one. I thought I heard Miss Kia D.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, bring Miss Kia D in. She anywhere close by the phone line. Let's get one for her.
Kia D is in the building. That is hilarious. Kia is in the building.
Now, y'all know Miss Kia D. She's going to take a shot at it. She's going to take a shot at it. You ready, Miss Kia D?
Listen, I've been trying to take a shot with everybody else. I've been missing all my shots. Go ahead.
All right, all right. So, okay, here you go. How can you tell that Santa is good at karate?
Oh, man. Oh,
yeah,
we made
all these up. Go right ahead, Miss Dave.
How can I tell that Santa is good at karate? Santa Scott, y'all, it's gonna be something crazy because I know how y'all find Santa or something like that. Y'all gonna make it funny.
Come on, man, go ahead and tell us what it is.
Yeah, okay. Please.
Okay, so he has a black belt.
He has a black belt.
Oh,
y'all don't see the black belt on Santa? This is what we've been doing over at the Mandy the Man. We've been playing games with the little children, and they've been helping us out. You know, listen, you know how these young folks, they come up with some games. We done got old. Our mind just go blank. Give me another. You got another one over the Mandy?
Okay, okay. I do. Okay, so here's one. What does a gingerbread man use to make his bed?
Any one of y'all.
What does a gingerbread man use to make his bed?
Brother, you on the network? You know, you can call us up here at 563-999-3456 and tell us, you know, answer some of these trick questions these young folks done gave me and me.
yes, give us a call at 563. That's 999-3456.
Read the question again, man.
All right, question. What does a gingerbread man use to make his bed? I know y'all can get this.
I figured this one out.
Oh, man, this is a good one.
Ginger sticks.
Ginger sticks.
Ginger blanket. T. Smiley, what'd you say, ginger blanket?
I just said a blanket.
Oh. Neither good.
You got it, man.
So I heard Mr. Dwayne say ginger sticks, and then Mr. T. Smiley, ginger blanket. All right. So y'all ready for the answer?
Y'all ready for the answer? Here we go.
Yes, yes.
What's the answer, Mandy?
A cookie sheet.
Oh, my God. The most obvious. That's my face. in the world do we not know that? That's hilarious.
You know, you think.
I'm trying to think of something, you know, we don't, I'm thinking all over the place right now.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're on the E-Man After Show. We're playing a game around the domino table tonight. We're playing a Christmas game. We did this the other night over at the Mendes house, and we have had fun playing these games. This is what we want to do, you know, for the Christmas holiday. Mandy,
right.
You look like you got a few more over there.
I have one that I know is real. It's funny. It's. I think they're going to get this one, though, E-Man.
Think they're going to get
it? They're going to get this one. I have faith that they're going to get this one.
Okay, Mr. Dwayne, Miss Kia Davis, Mr. T. Smiley, listen to this question real good. Y'all got to at least get one.
You're going to get this one, Miss Kia Davis.
You got to get one. I figured out one. I figured out the cookie sheet. All right, man, go right here.
All right. So, guys, here we go. What does an elf with a broken leg use to help her walk? Think about it. What does an elf with a broken leg use to help her walk?
Oh, I got it.
Oh, T-Smiley.
Got it.
He's so smart.
I got it.
That's my boo.
A candy cane.
You got it, Mr. T. I knew he was going to get one.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
You got it, Mr. T.
Man. Yeah. I was like, I know I ain't the only one. Know these little things right here.
Yes.
Well, kudos to Mr. T. Smiley.
Kudos.
I don't know
yes,
you got
sir.
Right, with the candy part, I'm still a little confused about it. You can tell me later. I'll pick it up later. Don't worry. It's been a long day, guys. Been a long day.
We understand. Well, we're getting ready, though. We got about 4 minutes before the show is over. We finished with the game, man. We got any more?
Well, we have another one we can ask.
Let's ask the last one. And, guys, we're getting ready to wrap this show up. We want to thank all of you guys on the network. We want to thank all of you guys that's on the phone line. You know, we're into the holiday season. This is what we're celebrating. We're coming around. We want to encourage you to, you know, check out a movie, go on Lifetime and check out some Christmas movie. You know, go to the movies, check out Spider-Man. You know, sit around the house and play games with your family. We want to thank We Talk Radio, Miss Kia D and Mr. T. Smiley. They was out doing outreach today, for the network, and we want to appreciate them. We just want to thank you guys. We want to, you know, this show tonight is just to uplift, to encourage, to empower someone.
Right.
Why? Because we have all had some trying times. God have kept us. He has blessed us. But most of all, he has given us the best gift, but that's what is in his son.
Yes, yes.
And so tonight, as we get ready to end this show, man, we got one more.
One more.
And guys, you join us back next Sunday night, the E-Man After Show, because after this, one of y'all got to get this one. T. Smiley got one. Let's see if Mr. Dwayne, we're going to get this one before we go off there. Come on, man.
So this is E-Man's favorite one. Where does Santa sleep when he travels? Where does Santa sleep when he travels?
Sleep in that sleigh. He sleep in that sleigh bed.
No, that ain't it.
No, that's not. But that's a good one.
That's a good one.
He sleep in that. Little pony.
He stole my thunder. Motel.
I used to say that in school.
We got two minutes.
Okay. Well, Mr. Dwayne, say I can hear him.
What'd you say, Mr. Dwayne?
I said Motel 6.
No, it was not the Motel 6. But okay, we almost there.
All right, we got one more minute before we go off the show. We're gonna let you guys figure it out. But once again, you are listening to the number one radio station right over here on We Talk Radio, where we talk, we listen, and we take action. We thank you guys all year long for listening to this network. Go to all our social media sites. Amanda gave out each and every one of them. You know, you could check us out. Come back tomorrow night. I think it's the Kia D Unplugged Show. She'll be – Kia D, you want to talk about a little bit about your show? You got 1 minute. Plug your show.
Okay. He actually stepped out of the studio.
Okay. Okay, well, you know, you guys come on tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. It's the Kia D Unplugged Show. Give me one more, and what is it? Y'all can't figure it out? Okay, man, what is it now?
Okay, so the question was, where does Santa sleep when he travels? Okay, answer, in a ho-ho hotel.
You were close, Mr. Dwayne.
I'm close.
Real close.
I like them. Ho, ho, ho,
yeah.
Okay.
He was close to the Motel 6.
He was close to the Motel 6. So, well, guys, we appreciate you tonight. We appreciate for you hanging out on the E-Man After Show. Listen, we're going to get on up out of here tonight because we got a long day tomorrow. I heard Mr. T. Smiley say he have had a long week. We have had a long week. We are celebrating Christmas. So you guys, give you some rest. Be blessed. And we'll be back tomorrow night for the KLD Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio, where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
Yes.
And so, Mandy, let's get on up out of here. Let's thank Big.
B-I-G.
Because I believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time.
We want you guys to be blessed. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Yes.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. And I turned up the collar on my favorite winter coat. This wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street. Not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them eat?
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio.